As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
No Anthony Edwards or Dante DiVincenzo. Jaden McDaniels said no problem.
McDaniels, 8 to shoot, still beyond the arc. Jade looking to attack, pulls up, 17. Footer sticks it! A 30-piece for Jaden McDaniels to go along with his 10 rebounds. He ties his career high.
You heard it all on the Timberwolves Radio Network. They eliminated the Nuggets in Game 6, coming out on top 110-98. Minnesota will now face San Antonio in the next round. The 76ers have forced a Game 7 after defeating the Celtics 106-93. That Game 7 will be on Saturday, while the Knicks crush the Hawks 140-89 in Game 6 to advance to the next round. It's New York's largest playoff win in franchise history. At the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Wild eliminated the Stars in Game 6, coming out on top 5-2, and the Ducks are headed to the second round after defeating the Oilers 5-2.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard windows and doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait, the spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
Get ready for the weather ahead at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. All Carhartt shorts, 15% off. 15% off UPF sun protection shirts. Sleeping bags, 15% off. Backpacks, day packs, and frame packs, 20% off. And at D&J, all the essentials you'll need for your camping gear, plus hiking boots. Gift certificates are available, and special orders are welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, May 1st, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Sheriff's Office releases warning of recent phone scam. Sales tax effort suspends campaign for November ballot measure. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny. Highs in the low 80s. It's 53 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The County Sheriff's Office has released another warning for residents regarding a new phone scam with a concerning new twist. This scam operates like others have in the past. Victims receive reports from individuals claiming to be from the sheriff's office. The scammer says to the victim there is a warrant for their arrest and demands immediate payment to avoid being taken into custody. Scammers will often use the names of actual sheriff's office employees to appear legitimate. But what sets this scam apart, according to the sheriff's office, is that scammers direct victims to a website, slowscso.org, which is designed to closely mimic the official sheriff's office website. While it appears nearly identical, the fake site includes a payment option that does not exist on the legitimate website. Anyone who receives a call of this nature should hang up immediately and report the incident to their local law enforcement agency. One of the groups attempting to place a 0.5% sales tax on the November ballot for this upcoming election has suspended their efforts. The tax measure would have gone to the November ballot, which would turn the county into a self-help county with its own dedicated reserve to finance local transportation initiatives, according to the group. Better Roads for All said they gathered more than 12,000 signatures in under 2 months, but found a technical petition error that has forced them to cease the initiative. The petition circulated did not meet the legal mandated requirements for signatures, rendering them invalid. This meant that the coalition would need to start over and submit over 12,000 valid signatures by the end of April. This tax measure was identical to SlowCog's half-cent transportation tax measure, and the coalition is now placing their support on SlowCog's proposal. SlowCog's proposal needs a two-thirds majority to pass. Paso Robles Joint Unified School District announces new leadership appointments. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRO News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KBRL News continues at 8:12. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has welcomed a series of new leadership appointments across the district as they prepare for the next school year. Highlights include Dr. Annie Macbeth as deputy principal and Paul Otto as athletic director, both for Paso Robles High School. Two new student engagement specialists have been hired at the elementary school level, Stormy Caballari at Glen Speck and Anna Williams at Kermit King. These roles are central to supporting school safety, student behavior, and fostering positive school climates, according to the district. The district has also appointed Jennifer Thomas as Coordinator 2 of Special Education, continuing their focus on inclusive practices and student advocacy. The City of Atascadero's 10th Annual Tamale Festival will be held in the Sunken Gardens starting tonight from 5 to 9 p.m., then again on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Fiesta Friday will feature a variety of tamale vendors, adult beverages from the Central Coast Zoo Foundation, and live music with the Zongo All-Star Band. Then, the main event will take place Saturday, with over 100 vendors on display and about 20 selling tamales. Don't miss the 10th Annual Atascadero Tamale Festival. Fort Hunter Liggett invites the public to its free 85th anniversary open house this Saturday, May 2nd, from 3 to 9:30 p.m. at Chenuver Airfield. The celebration will feature a special performance by up-and-coming country music duo Two Story Roads, a spectacular fireworks show, and a wide variety of activities and displays. These include military vehicles from three museums, food vendors, information booths, and family-friendly activities. Fort Hunter Liggett is the largest Army Reserve installation and the seventh largest Army installation in the country. The event will commemorate its 85 years of service as a key training facility for the U.S. Army and other military branches. Fort Hunter Liggett Commander Jason McKenzie said, quote, "We are thrilled to open our gates to the community and celebrate this significant milestone." In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Phillies and Giants faced each other in a doubleheader, where the Phillies beat the Giants 3-2 and 6-5, the Athletics over the Royals 6-3. Tonight, the Athletics will face the Guardians, the Angels will go against the Mets, the Padres will face the White Sox, the Dodgers will go against the Cardinals, the Giants will face the Rays, and the Yankees will go against the Royals. In the NBA playoffs, the Lakers and Rockets will once again face tonight. In California news, A recent social media trend has erupted at the Los Angeles Church of Scientology on Sunset Boulevard. The trend, known as Scientology speedruns, consists of costumed crew members banding together with the goal of breaking into the Church of Scientology Information Center and running through as much of it as possible. The Los Angeles Police Department has confirmed that it has responded to multiple incidents in the past month. Church of Scientology spokesperson David Bloomberg said that turning the church into targets for viral stunts is trespassing, harassment, and a disruption of religious facilities. Last year, the City Council of Westminster, California, unanimously voted to rename one of its streets to Charlie Kirk Way. The sign has been implemented as of earlier this week, with the city's mayor expressing pride that it is the first city in the country to dedicate a street to Charlie Kirk's name. Local News was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Researchers at the University of California, Riverside are developing a model that will give tree crop growers a soil water map of their orchards. To accurately show how much water is in each part of the field, Elias Gudiero and his research team are relying on traditional sensors and adding a layer of electrical conductivity. He says collecting this data over time will lead to a more accurate model.
Once you start pairing that mobile conductivity to that fixed permanent sensor that measures the soil moisture, the good part is that you can keep learning. Anytime the robot passes by one of these sensors, you can get a new data point, and you can get another data point when you pass towards close to another sensor.
Collecting electrical conductivity data requires driving over the orchard with a sensor. To do this continuously, Scudiero is using a field robot.
We had the necessity for this robot to be kind of ready to be out in the field, of course, but also small enough so that you could go close to the canopies, if not under the canopies, depending on like how the fields are set up, to measure the conductivity with a mobile sensor as close as possible to the areas where the soil is being irrigated.
He thinks this approach will give growers a better picture of their crops' water needs, so ultimately, better water efficiency.
Hello everyone, Kyle Schaub inviting you to the Koenig Ranch Reds 17th annual production sale Thursday, May 7th at Glasgow Stockyards. 100% registered 1A Red Angus, range developed birth to finish with herd building and stayability genetics that are second to none. Selling 42 two-year-old bulls from the top third of the crop and 30 registered open heifers. Consistent, reliable cattle. The Koenig Ranch Red Angus sale Thursday, May 7th, Glasgow, Montana. Bid live on Cattle USA.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219-9910.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News, brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. A new study has put a price tag on the cost to Napa County wine grape growers of complying with government regulations. The study, which was commissioned by the Napa County Farm Bureau and prepared by researchers at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, found that the cost of regulatory compliance last year for wine grape growers in the region was between 8 and 12% of production costs, For a large grower, that equated to more than $1,700 an acre and nearly $2 million overall. For a small grower, regulatory compliance cost more than $1,100 an acre and around $226,000 overall. The study showed that the cost of compliance for the county's growers was twice that of Oregon's wine grape growers. Our members have said continuously that the regulation is driving them out of business. Napa County Farm Bureau CEO Peter Rumble said, "Without change, we might not have viable agriculture as we know it now in Napa." Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane, coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the upper 40s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the low 70s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, sunny on Wednesday and Thursday, partly cloudy on Friday. Mid-60s Sunday and Monday, upper 60s on Tuesday, upper 70s on Wednesday, mid-80s on Thursday, 85 a week from today. Currently, it is 53 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company, luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The NASDAQ has been topping the 25,000 mark for the first time today. Stocks are gaining on the first day of the month. Crude oil prices still elevated but have moderated. Brent crude at $108 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate at $102. Apple's quarter much stronger than expected. The stock's up more than 5%, giving a boost to the NASDAQ. Apple's revenue from iPhone sales rose more than 21%. Apple also is raising its dividend and will buy back stock. The ISM reading on manufacturing came in slightly weaker than forecast for April, 52.7, but S&P's reading on manufacturing for April came in stronger than expected at 54.5, suggesting business is picking up. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Do you remember that great Stein's Deli in Atascadero that had those amazing bagels? They're selling wholesale all over the place. Your kids are eating them at the schools and even at Valley Fresh Market. Now you can buy the bagels every Saturday morning from 8 to noon at their commercial kitchen, 2917 Union Road, Suite G in Paso Robles, just off Golden Hill. Order the Big Apple with lox and cream cheese or the Bacon and Egg Cheese Bagel, or just pick up a dozen great bagels. Follow them on Facebook or call ahead to order at 805-975-5520. 5520.
The Estrella Warbirds Museum and Woodland Auto Display is open with new cars to see and so much wonderful history and fun. Aviation artifacts and memorabilia, and the flight simulator is so realistic and entertaining for all. The Estrella Warbirds and Woodland Auto Display on Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles off of Airport Road. Open Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 4.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Coming up starting next Thursday, the 7th, it is the Parkfield Bluegrass Festival. They have great food and great music and workshops and all kinds of great stuff going on, including the Sunday Gospel Show. That's all out at the Parkfield Bluegrass Festival, May 7th through the 10th. Go to parkfieldbluegrass.org for additional information and those tickets.
The Taylor Ranch has a new Bison Harvest Inn, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. When a person decides to walk on the wrong side of the law, as we shall see, it's important to keep an eye not only on your enemies, but your friends as well. Born in Texas, Charlie Pierce migrated to Pawnee, Oklahoma Territory. Everyone there thought he raced horses. In reality, he was a desperado who spent time with the Dalton and Doolin gang, robbing banks and trains. Charlie had a friend named Bitter Creek Newcomb. He was born in the Oklahoma Territory and migrated to Texas. Newcomb got his nickname while working for C.C. Slaughter on the Colorado River of Texas. Even though they were going in opposite directions, they met up as members of the Dalton gang. In 1895, following a train holdup, Charlie and Bitter Creek separated from the rest of the gang to the farm of friends B. and John Dunn in Guthrie, Oklahoma Territory. By 1895, law authorities could communicate via telegraph and telephone, and information came to the local authorities of the location of Charlie and Bitter Creek. Now, accounts vary, but it seems that on May 1, 1895, with the house surrounded by lawmen and a $5,000 bounty on the heads of Pierce and Newcomb, the Dunns took an inventory of the situation and decided they, as opposed to some lawmen, should collect the reward. They also realized the $10,000 was in jeopardy if the two outlaws explained their relationship with the Dunns. So, they shot Charlie and Bitter Creek while they were asleep. Now, when I say they shot the two outlaws, I mean they shot them. Charlie ended up, as one newspaper put it, being transformed into a lead mine with bullets planted in his arms, legs, and even the soles of his feet. And Bitter Creek wasn't in much better condition. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Looking for the perfect getaway without going too far? Experience the beauty of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, recently named Gold for the best Paso Robles hotel and best resort in the 2026 Central Coast Best Award. Enjoy peaceful vineyard views, elegant rooms, and the welcoming atmosphere locals love at Cello Restaurant and Bar. Discover award-winning cocktails recognized with silver for the best specialty cocktails. For a memorable stay or staycation right here in Paso Robles, book your visit. Visit at Allegretto Vineyard Resort today.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at GunTrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The County Sheriff's Office has released another warning for residents regarding a new phone scam with a twist. The scam operates like others in the past, with scammers telling the victim there is a warrant for their arrest and demanding immediate payment to avoid being taken into custody. This new scam directs victims to a website closely identical to the Sheriff's Office official webpage. Anyone who receives a call of this nature should hang up immediately and report the incident. Fort Hunter Liggett invites the public to its free 85th anniversary open house this Saturday, May 2nd, from 3 to 9:30 p.m. at Schoonover Airfield. The celebration will feature a special performance by up-and-coming country music duo Two Story Roads. A spectacular fireworks show and a wide variety of activities and displays will also be there. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 53 degrees. A local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
I'm CJ Papa. Pitch for peace, Moran, as that country delivers its negotiation plan to Pakistan. Meanwhile, a change for one Gulf nation.
From an OPEC-free UAE also being celebrated today as that goes into effect. The now former oil cartel member free to pump and export as much oil as at once, including through a pipeline to bypass the Strait of Hormuz, which remains effectively closed.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Dubai. Gas up 9 cents overnight. AAA says the national average is $4.39 a gallon, but President Trump promising
the gas will go down as soon as the war's over.
Diesel checking in at $5.57 a gallon. A small plane crashes in the Texas Hill Country, killing all five people on board. A county official says the FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating in May Day protests underway outside Trump Tower in New York City. America's listening to Fox News.
grew up here, learned here, built her life and her craft right here. Inside a jewelry store trusted since 1980, she spent years behind the scenes, designing, refining, perfecting. Her mentors became her teachers. Her workplace became her calling. Along the way, she earned 12 National Jewelry Design Awards. But the most important work, the pieces no one had yet seen. Now, 6 years into ownership, the jewelry cases are changing. One designer, one vision. Her name is Lindsay Jane, and this is the beginning of her story. The jewelry cases at K. John's Jewelers will unveil something never done before. After decades of showcasing beloved designers and friends, every piece you'll see will be an original design, created by owner and award-winning designer Lindsay Jane. Born and raised right here, with 12 National Design Awards, she's bringing her full body of work into the light. Hand-designed, crafted with intention, rooted in this town. This year marks a new chapter. K. John's Jewelers is becoming Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window master. Sunshine today. Highs in the mid-80s. Some clouds, but mostly clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 40s. Partly cloudy with some sunshine hanging around a little bit. Mid-70s on your Saturday. Sunday we'll have some clouds and we'll drop to the mid-60s. Same on Monday. And then upper 60s on Tuesday. Wednesday upper 70s. Mid-80s Thursday and Friday of next week. Today's UV index will be 9 up and down. 6:12 a.m., 7:50 p.m., it is 53 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, it's Open Mic Friday with Kenny and Darcia. Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com, freedom of speech. Ready to go, and it's brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. Call them, they'll be there, 805-466-6188. We're on the back stretch headed for home. 238-5775, which you can text. 238-KPRL.
Hi, this is Murray the K in the swinging soiree. Up the ladder with a ladder, brother, ladder platter. From the racks and the stacks is the best on wax. Another double gold, no lead, twin spin sound sandwich. From Lucy to Joy, Jimmy to Bobby, and all the kids in the park to Boulevard driving. Gold, moving and grooving up the Fab 40, the number one tune on the Teen Tune Top 10. The
Morning Exchange. KPRL.
All righty, whatever may be on your mind. Again, if you're stargazing, don't forget the fifth full moon will reach peak illumination at 10:23 today. That's according to what you see wherever you're seeing it. May's full moon is known as the flower moon as a reference to the plentiful blooms that burst to life in the warm spring weather as it takes hold. All right, so there you go. Then the new moon will grace the night sky May 16th. That's according to the Griffith Observatory. All right, so something to at least check it out today at 10:23. What are the chances that we'll forget that time? Probably pretty good. I'd like to see that, but yeah, I'll probably forget about it, so... All right, let's see here. What else do we have other than stargazing? We have, folks, more of your money. What's that? Money can't buy you love, but money can't buy you a lot of things, but government thinks it can. So, you know, we know about the fraud in California. We know about how the government is looking for more money, particularly with things such as bonds and increases in taxes, rules, regulations, etc., etc. Well, here it is. You're the one that you voted for, by the way. This thing called the high-speed rail project. It is now soared to $231 billion. Some have been calling it the worst infrastructure failure in United States history. So once again, California leading the way. Now, the costs have surged from the initial $33 billion, and now we're over $230. And the first phase is not expected to be completed until 2032. Okay? So, now, some lawmakers are calling for the project to be scraped. The projected costs have ballooned by more than 700%, and yet we continue on. State Senator Tony Strickland is calling for the project to be abandoned completely. You know, even going back X amount of years ago, I came across something that said, again, even then, and let's just say it was worth $77 million or something, or not worth, but the cost was up to around then, that this article stated that it will never break even. It wouldn't break even because of the, not obviously the cost of the project, but what it was going to cost to maintain and also to hire people to run it. It would never. So at this $230 billion, it's way behind, and maybe it's just time to eat any of the money that's gone into this and also find out where the money went. Find out where the money went. I don't know if this state will stop it, though. The government has a hard time of saying, oh, we made a mistake. Let's stop this. Let's stop this. But anyway, we'll see what happens here in the next, as we head towards the, not the election cycle, but towards the election itself. The other day, somebody had sent in an email, and also I saw the story on this brewery in Wisconsin, and the owner was offering free beer and having to do with Trump, well, let's just say passing away, that the FBI and the secret agents, they have confirmed that they are investigating after this owner. He advertised a free beer promotion upon the death of President Trump just after, you know, last weekend. Now, the United States Secret Service, they do follow up on perceived threats against the President of the United States. The FBI and Secret Service together followed up on information received and conducted further investigative steps, which included a voluntary interview with the individual. This is ongoing. What I don't understand is I saw this on not even social, because I'm not on social media, but I saw this in, you know, one of the news agencies and so forth. And it says here the FBI and Secret Service followed up on information received. Well, this was out there for the whole world to see. And I don't know how long he has been, this person or whatever you want to call him, has been doing this. And the also part of the post was that for T-shirts to say, I wish it was free beer day. That's, and these are adults. All right, okay. Anyway, 238-5775-238-KPRL. It's absolutely amazing. All right, how about remembering the good old days? Chris, have you ever seen a ice cube tray with a lever on it.
A lever? You mean the stuff on the... Wait. No, I don't think I have whatever it is you're talking about.
Okay, they were aluminum.
No. Most of the ice cube trays that I've dealt with were plastic.
Okay, and you just twist them and the ice cubes come out.
Yeah, twist them, maybe give them a little a Bane treatment.
Okay, well, in the old, and maybe some people still have them, I don't know. You would put, you know, fill it up and so forth, but you had a little lever.
Hmm.
And that would lift the cubes out. That's how they would work. I don't know when the, I guess the new old ones came in about, but that was it. Also, I'm assuming you've never had a phone that was attached to the wall.
I'm thinking, because I've had a few, you know, cordless phones or landline phones, but were them attached to the wall? I think one of them was, really? Very, very early on, yes.
Okay. Yeah, that was, you know, that's the way they were. Okay, here's another one having to do with phones. You ready?
Ready.
Have you ever used a phone booth?
Yeah, not a phone booth, but I have used, you know, one of those public phones that, you know, you have to put quarters into or whatever.
Oh, really?
I wasn't in a booth. I did this once, and it was still even when they were way, way out of style, and it was because at the time I didn't have a cell phone. Like, this is a pretty funny story where basically my parents usually picked me up from school when I was in high school, and one day they just didn't show up, so I started walking home instead. And from the high school all the way down here to, you know, on Oak Street is kind of a far walk, about an hour or so, or like hour and a half. And partway through, I stop by the city library and see they have a phone booth. So I just pick one up. I dial my home's number. My brother picks up and I asked him, hey, did mom ever leave the house to come get me? And he said, yeah, she left like 3 minutes ago. So I immediately hang up and I book it right to Vine Street because that's what I assume the route she's taken to the high school is. And sure enough, as soon as I hit Vine Street, she's pulling up there on the stop sign on 12th Street.
Okay, what did that conversation go like?
I don't remember. I was just kind of amazed that, you know, we managed to bump into each other so conveniently.
Okay.
You got to admit, you know, the chance of that happening, not that high.
No, it's pretty slim, pretty slim. But so that's the only time you ever used that phone booth.
Only time.
Or not.
Does that count as a phone booth? It's not a booth per se, but.
Right. Yeah, well, I'll give it credit for that because you had to put in a coin. So that's the first time you used one then?
First and only time when I was like 16.
All right. Was it like, man, this thing is kind of foreign. What do I do?
No, it was just a damn phone.
Okay. All right. We're just walking into something and, you know, you haven't done before. I just, I'm just assuming that, you know, some people may find difficulty with that.
Fair enough.
Just because it's a little bit different. I did that as a parent also. But it wasn't school. It was a baseball game, and for whatever reason, Linda had to go somewhere, and I was an assistant coach, so my responsibility was to take Brian home after the game, which I didn't do before because when you're a coach after the game, you're usually sitting around and, you know, people talking and all that other kind of stuff, where before the kids would just, you know, book. So, you know, usually Linda and Brian would just, you know, they'd leave. So, you know, you get used to the routine. And so after this one particular, I just went home. I forgot I was supposed to take him home with me. So, and again, this is a school night. You know, he played games until whatever, 7, 8 o'clock at night. And so I'm sitting at home. There's nobody here. I'm going, well, this is kind of weird. And I get a phone call. It's from my dad. Where are you? I'm at home. Where are you? I'm waiting for you.
You left me behind. Did he really just say, I'm waiting for you that politely, or was it a little bit more intense?
No, it wasn't that more intense. But I go, oh, yeah. Better go back and get him. Doom, 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 doom. Dad's an idiot. So that was it. I, you know, again, look back, it was kind of funny. Let's see here. Let's see here. How many things do people do? Hanging clothes outside on a line. Have you ever seen that in your neighborhood, Chris?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, don't come out to our house.
What, it's going to look like I went back a century?
I like the smell of the clothes. Well, I mean, there's certain things. Like if you put your linen, there's that nice smell when you put it out there on the line and it sun dries. It's kind of nice. Let's see here. Have you ever drinking from a garden hose?
Yeah, we had. I did that a few times as a kid during the summer.
Okay, that's. What else do we have here? Phone attached, drinking from the hose, remote. People, you don't need to remember phone numbers anymore, do you?
There is a way to save contacts, yes. I still found it easier to remember the phone number and just type it in myself, though, because, you know, to go to contacts, you know, you have to pick it up, go to contacts, scroll, at least on landline phones. On a mobile phone, it's a lot easier, but at that point, with how many buttons I've pushed, I'd rather just type in the number.
Okay, don't ask me why. I still remember I still remember a phone number from when I was a kid, GR67409.
Now, 661-399-8972.
Okay, can you remember any others?
That's the only other one that I've had, aside from the one that I have here in Paso.
All right, I can't tell you any others that I've had. I can barely tell you what my cell phone number is. I just know it starts with a 610. And then I have to really think about the others. Same thing for our landline at home. I really have to think about, other than I know that it's 805-467. And then the other three, but that GR67409, I don't know why. I remember it because I was very young, and, you know, when at least at that age or that time, you weren't calling a lot of people. you just automatically meet them out, and, you know, in the front or on the street or, you know, wherever it was. It wasn't like, hey, meet me at this and that. It was automatic. So those are just some of the things when we look back and go, okay, that is the way things are now. So anyway, just a couple of the things. And this is I brought up the AAA and the EV batteries. And again, they will get better. And it's pretty amazing the difference in the capacity on it between the cold weather and the warm weather. So I'll be fascinated in the next few years to see how the technology changes to make it better on both ends for the cold and the warmth. So the batteries, their range can stay, you know, pretty even, So anyway, that's, I wish they would have done this study when EVs first came out and to see the improvement of that. Because I've talked to a couple of people that have the EV vehicles, and they love them. They absolutely love them. So to each his own, Now, once the car battery is drained so much that it can't maintain highway speeds, and that's an issue too with the batteries, and the batteries are pretty expensive. But again, I don't know how much they tell you when you go buy these things, but down the road, I mean, you almost have to, if you're going to Vegas, to bet that they will improve on all of these aspects of it, all of them. So, you know, for now, yeah, maybe a little bit of a nail biter for some folks, but down the road, we'll see where it goes. I suspect that it'll be a lot better. They can, you know, obviously for those that drive the EVs, they can prepare for this. Just, you know, it's not any different than, you know, in a way of when we prepare to go on trips. You have to be prepared for, you know, quite a few things. I am one. Chris, how are you on this? I have to have my tank full.
No, I don't.
You let it go.
Not always. But most of the time, I think I fill it up to about halfway and then go wherever I need to go. And once it starts getting low, I fill it up again. Unless it's a big trip.
Okay.
Like if I go down to Los Angeles, then I fill it up.
If mine's at 3/4, I have to fill it. I'm paranoid.
Hey, fair enough.
I think, and it's the fear. It's the way I justify it is, well, suppose somebody starts chasing me. I don't want to run out of gas. I'm willing to bet that the person chasing me doesn't have as much gas in the vehicle as I do, so I'll be safe. Now, why somebody would want to chase me, I don't know. But anyway, so I justify it that way. And it's almost, I guess, I'm not going to say it consumes me, but when I look at it, I go, I got to get this thing full. I got to get it full. So I'm a nutcase. What can I tell you? All right, we're almost out of time on this day in history. Let's see here. This May Day that we're talking about. It started, you think, probably, what, 1980s, 1990s, 20s, or whatever? Nope, it started in 1889. May Day was chosen as the date for the International Workers' Day by the Socialist and Communist of the Second International, as well as labor activists and leftists in general around the world. And that's where it started, okay? And this isn't nothing recent, but look at the affiliations. And this day in 1974, a protocol that supports the sharing of resources that exist is different package. It's a switching network is published. You know what this is? The Transmission Control Program, which made the Internet possible. Now, we're going back to 1974. Remember, Al Gore invented this. Let's see here. In 1970, Mississippi banned Sesame Street from its state educational program due to its depiction of an integrated neighborhood. How about that? The ban lasted only 22 days because the public said BS. Okay, there you go. Let's see here. This lady looks like, what's her name? I forget. Who was the lady that dressed up? Something in the Dark. Cassandra Peterson, she was... Anyway, the first TV show hosted by a costume character premiered called The Vampire Show. That was in 1954. What was her name? And by the way, the character Morticia Adams is said to be copied after this. But what was that lady's name? She the Macabre Theater, she used to host it out of Los Angeles. What was her name? Because she ended up doing a lot of commercials, and they'd have her poster and stuff along the beer ads at certain times of the year, Super Bowl and, you know, whatever big events were coming up. Cassandra Peterson was her name, but what was her? Elvira, that was it. Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. Okay, this lady's kind of dressed like that as well. All right, folks, let's see here. We are done. We are done for this week in this edition. Don't forget, lots of things going on from here on out on weekends, including the Tamale Festival this weekend. So enjoy.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has welcomed a series of new leadership appointments across the district as they prepare for the next school year. Highlights include Dr. Annie Macbeth as deputy principal and Paul Otto as athletic director for Paso Robles High School. And the City of Atascadero's 10th annual Tamale Festival will be held in the Sunken Gardens starting tonight from 5 to 9 p.m. It'll start up again on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Don't miss out on the 10th annual Atascadero Tamale Festival. Details of these and other stories coming up. Some clouds this morning giving way to mostly sunny skies, highs in the low 80s, it's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, it is Darsha and Kenny with Open Mic Friday. Tomorrow morning, 6:05, Pure Country, then Diane will be on the Country Store, and of course, Jimmy helping you keep those vehicles running just fine, mighty fine, and Gary Brill on the jukebox. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, the small business, and keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRO. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.